Good morning, Tony Talks fam. I wanted to start something new on my podcast. I want to start praying for you all. Prayer has become a vital part of my life. Prayer is so powerful. I was always taught that as a little girl. My mom always taught me that no matter what, always pray. It would get on my nerves then, but as I'm growing in Christ now, I've come to understand just how powerful it is. So maybe every day, maybe every Monday, I don't know yet, but I'm going to get on here and pray for you all sometimes. And if you don't like it, I mean, you could turn this off. So don't bow your heads. You don't have to do all of that, especially if you're driving. That's crazy. But here we go. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for another day. I thank you for another week. I thank you for waking us up this morning. I thank you for the activity of our limbs, breath in our body, air in our lungs. Lord, I ask that you touch each and every person who's listening right now to this prayer. I ask that you touch them with your Holy Spirit, with your love, and wrap them in your loving arms, God. Whatever it is that they need, Lord Jesus, be a provider. We ask that you go to each and every person who's listening in their workplace or at home or whatever they're doing and be with them during this week, Lord Jesus. I speak stress-free weeks for everyone who's listening. I speak a sound mind, joy, and love during this week, God. I speak kingdom connections, Lord God. Lord, life can be really tough sometimes, but we thank you for being who you are so that we can be who we are. Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins, Lord Jesus, and allowing us to live the life that we live. Lord, as we go throughout this week, let us not forget to always give you praise in everything that we do. We thank you for a roof over our heads. We thank you for clothes on our backs. We thank you for our families, our friends, and we thank you for the love that you've allowed us to extend to each and every person that we come into contact with. Lord, I ask that you touch those who are without. It's nothing so great that we've done that has caused us to be blessed to have what we have, Lord Jesus, because some of us are a bill away from being homeless or being without. But Lord, we ask that you touch those that are without. Lay it on someone's heart to give to those who have less than we have. Lord God, we ask that you just continue to touch us, continue to soften our hearts. And those who may not know you, Lord Jesus, soften their hearts. Put it in their mind to want to get to know you, God. Use us that do know you to be disciples to those who don't, Lord Jesus. Allow us to only exude love to those who don't know you. Allow us to be understanding of those who don't know you so that we can draw people close to you so that they will have a desire to want to get to know you so that they will know that knowing you is really knowing what love is. Lord, we thank you just for being who you are. We thank you for using us as your vessels, Lord God, to spread the word, to teach the gospel. Thank you, God. We can't thank you enough. You are a healer. You are a provider. You are love, God. And we thank you. Amen.